Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Hogman was hot, Keith.
Hog fired up, not just a baseball guy.
Oh, very versatile.
Get you a guy who can do both. Seriously.
He was mad. He was big hot.
He went Leon the Professional with it, with no one.
He was real upset. Now, I hate to critique an artist.
How dare you? What are you going to say?
I think his anger is a little misplaced.
This is what's easy, though, because
what
everybody
did he
likes
call Vrabel. Elliot Wolf again? A soy boy?
Soy boy. Some way to bleep it, I think. But, yeah, he's not a big fan of Elliot Wolf, but Hogg.
Elliot Wolf, you are a pathetic soy boy loser.
Yeah, so I told you, most of it was bleeped. But, yeah, you can't blame him. Wow. We're not giving him any credit, right?
No, that was good, though. That had a good rant. I like piling on Elliot Wolf. I just think your anger is slightly misplaced, but I like it.
Nothing to do with Elliot Wolf. We joke around how all the fake GMs around the league are all probably on a group chat talking about what they would like to do, but they aren't allowed to do. So, yeah, I'm not blaming Elliot Wolf for this one. This is more of a Vrabel, Stretch, Cowden, maybe even Kraft, although who knows if it even got to that level, right? Because I don't think yesterday was about bringing in a lot of money. It would have been about bringing in, giving up picks and how many picks, how high in the draft you want
to
go.
I tend to think this was more football absent ownership.
Yeah,
maybe that's naive, but I'll be consistent on this.
Well, because I don't think they were in on Sauce Gardner, Quinn and Williams. Those are ownership
100%.
Moves.
Yeah. And by the way, the Twitch chat again, I guess they didn't want the Patriots to add anything, and that's fine. I guess if the Patriots made a trade yesterday, you guys would have called and been angry at the Patriots and booed the team for making a move. I'm sure that's what you guys would have done, totally. You wouldn't have been stoked and excited that the team added anybody. You guys didn't want it's a perfect roster, and you guys don't want them to add to the roster. And by the way, don't hear what I'm not saying. I want them to go on a run. I think they can go on a run as currently constituted. I'm not telling you they're screwed.
No, they're not, because
I just think they could have helped themselves yesterday, and they did not. But I didn't want to do the Sauce Gardner move. I didn't want them to trade two first-round picks.
No.
I think that is just – people are being willfully ignorant on that and saying, oh, well, what'd you want them to do, trade for Sauce Gardner?
No.
I didn't want them to trade for Quinn and Williams either. Those are good players. I wasn't asking for that. I was asking to move a fourth-rounder for somebody who you thought could help. Or, heaven forbid, Jalen Phillips. Giardi just had this right when we were going to break. Not that it matters at this juncture, but per league sources, the Patriots were definitely in the Jalen Phillips trade market. He went for a third to Philly a day before the trade deadline. So, okay, I'm looking at the picks right now. You have a higher pick than Philly. It's a one-pick difference. You'd be picking 30 as of today. Philly would be picking 31. So maybe they look at it and say, well, it's a better pick. I'd expect the Eagles to go on a deeper run than the Pats, but we don't want to trade in the division. So sweeten the pot. Third to seventh.
Sweeten it.
Sweeten
it up.
Something like that, to me, is not...
That's what they're for. Those are the seventh-round picks. Those are usually sweeteners.
That doesn't change your outlook on the future, and it helps you this year.
Yeah.
And so, to me,
they have a pile of picks.
They do. They have 4 6-rounders.
Yeah.
Four.
Ridiculous.
So, what do you need all those six? Throw an extra sixth rounder in there on top of your third rounder to get a pass rusher who could help in Jalen Phillips. Why is that you know, fake outrage, as the Twitch chat is saying, about a trade. Other team, the Eagles made three trades. Teams in the AFC, including the only team with a better, higher seed than you right now, the Colts, made moves yesterday.
Yeah.
So I didn't need them to trade first-round picks or even second-round picks. But a late day two or, you know, a day three pick, I don't think that's asking them to part with much. And I'm with the Hogman. I'm frustrated.
Yeah, and it's also not like, you know, some of those other teams, and I hate this mentality when it comes to, like, baseball as far as, like, you know, waiting for your injured guys to come back. But the Patriots have been pretty healthy, whereas a team like the Chiefs, you mentioned how they didn't make any moves.
Nope.
Well, they didn't have Rashee Rice for the whole season, and now they have Rashee Rice. So, like, that is somebody that when they were kind of struggling early, you didn't have him. You add him. He's now the best receiver on the team. So,
and that's better than getting, you know, Chris Sale back, as the Red Sox would say.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I don't want to, like, you know, contradict myself, but I'm just saying, like, for some of those teams, they have those guys that are there, whereas the Patriots, it's like Antonio Gibson's on the shelf for the year. You know, yes, Stevenson will be back, but he's played every game until last week. They just had a lot of areas where they could have shored up the depth a little bit, and they didn't do it. So we'll see as the season goes how much, if at all, that comes back to bite them. It doesn't eliminate them. We had them on the top tier yesterday, which might have been a little optimistic, but their schedule going forward didn't exactly get much, much more difficult. It's still that schedule in front of you where you have three really kind of signature tough games, the rest of them less so. I just thought, you know, it's the trade deadline. It's an opportunity to, you know, one last time in season to bolster your roster.
Yeah.
Didn't do it. We said yesterday at this time we wanted them to do something. 24 hours later, they didn't. So I'm not going to then say, well, that's fine.
Me neither. And by the way, oh, well, the Colts didn't do anything. You know, the Bills didn't do anything. Well, yeah, they didn't add. They also didn't subtract. You subtracted.
You bailed on two guys.
You ditched off two players who you had just paid recently, at least in the case of Duggar. Not both of them, but in the case of Duggar, you had just paid.
Yeah.
You threw a bunch of money at him, and you gave him away at the trade deadline. So those teams at least didn't subtract. They didn't add. You subtracted, which I find outrageous. 617-779-7937. Good text here. Guys, be serious. Which is a better way to build a team, through the draft or trading for players? Well, I think you want to build through the draft, which is why I wouldn't be giving up my first rounder or my second rounder.
But I don't think a lot of teams
But you
go
can't
in,
trade like a sixth?
Yeah, I don't think teams really build through the sixth. They get like a lottery ticket that greatest of all time Tom Brady turns into, or it's just year after year of guys that like don't even make the league after their first contract or whatever. So I don't think you really build it that way. Yeah, we would identify first-round pick. None of us said trade the first-round pick. I don't think a single person here was like saying they should deal their first-round pick. All of a sudden, they've gone on a little bit of a heater with their first-round pick.
I haven't heard anyone say they should have given up two first-rounders for Sauce Gardner or a first-rounder for Quinnen Williams. I haven't even heard that.
Even a two? I don't think anybody's trying to trade a two. If it was a third for Jalen Phillips, yes, I would have done that.
That's about the highest I've heard.
Yeah.
Maybe some people wanted to trade a fourth and a sixth for Jacoby. No one was breaking the bank. But no one was changing their outlook long-term by trading.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Some late day two, or day three picks.
But there was no running backs at all available for like a fifth or a sixth round pick. I find that hard to believe.
So remind me again, Hogdale runs a little hot. What'd he say again?
He burns hot, yeah.
Elliot Wolf, you are a pathetic soy boy loser.
Okay.
Don't blame him. Don't blame him.
I think his anger is a little miscast, but I like it. Benjamin Solak, are you familiar with his work?
He is ESPN?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wears sunglasses, likes long pauses. Benjamin Solak.
Solak.
Has the Patriots as a deadline loser. And he's a little more rational.
A loser?
I would say he's a little more rational than, no offense, Hog, but he's just, okay. he's not going to run around killing
Holy
it.
Holy sh**.
He didn't write that in there?
That's not his style, okay? Yeah. He says of all the teams that stood pat, again, they didn't stand pat, they subtracted, at the trade deadline, notables such as Tampa, Denver, Pittsburgh, the Patriots are the team that surprised and disappointed me most. The Colts' decision to get aggressive in acquiring a blue-chip player is defensible but controversial.
Mm.
And they paid a lot. If the Patriots, who look like a legitimate AFC contender with an MVP quarterback playing on a rookie contract, took a similar leap, it would be universally cheered. I agree, especially from all the people in the Twitch chat.
Yeah,
I was thinking we're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yep.
The Patriots have good depth along their O-line and skill positions and are getting solid play out of fringe starters along the offensive line, but any and all plus starters that could have been interest to Mike Vrabel. I understand passing on Myers, whose skill set is redundant with Diggs, but Shaheed would have brought a speed element to the Patriots offense, which is currently absent. Again, he doesn't play for the Titans or the Dolphins or the Jets, right?
No.
Oh, right. He played for the Saints?
Yep.
So there's no impediment to trading for him?
Don't think so.
I'm sure more trade deadline dirt will get kicked up now that the hour has passed. Maybe the price to trade for Chris Olave was exorbitant, and the Patriots are forgiven for standing still. But a legitimate AFC playoff push is in the cards for this team, and if it runs out of gas between here and the Super Bowl, I'm confident it will be because it lacks the requisite offensive firepower around Drake May to hang with the big dogs in the conference. Is that where you think they were lacking offensive firepower?
I want an offensive player, yeah. I thought a running back would have been huge for this team, and I think depending on the severity of the booty injury, you could talk yourself into a wide receiver. But if they really feel like that's a one-week injury, I think they might have enough receiver-wise. But I thought running back was obvious. I think they went into the year, and you thought that that might be the strongest position group, and it quickly turned into the weakest position group. You remove one player due to injury. Now, Stevenson's dealing with an injury and also has his fumble issues. And then Henderson's had like one good game. So if they added somebody, and you know what? Maybe I keep mentioning Breece Hall, but maybe like Tony Pollard. Like if you added somebody to that backfield, I think it would have been huge. It would have given like, it would have made Drake May's job easier. It would have made the other running backs' jobs easier, or Josh McDaniels' job easier. I thought that was the biggest miss.
Graziano and Fowler had like a whole trade deadline buzzy write-up, like what they heard and this and that. There wasn't much in there on the Patriots. There was one line about Stevenson, though. Graziano said, the Patriots don't know when Stevenson will be back from his toe injury.
Nice.
But they didn't go out and get a running back at the deadline. They like what they saw out of Jennings and Henderson, blah, blah, blah. They don't know when he's going to be back?
Nope.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's like a report, quote unquote, like, or maybe he just kind of wrote it loosely.
Right.
But that jumped out to me. So running back is a need, and you're not the only one who feels that way. Keith, how about Mark in Medford? Go ahead, Mark.
Yep. Hey, what's up, guys? I do have a trade deadline comment and a Bruins comment for when you guys get to it.
Okay.
First off, Kansas City actually did try to make a significant move. They offered a trade to the Jets for Breece Hall, but the Jets turned it down because they wanted nothing less than a third-round pick.
So what?
And Kansas City
what
did, the gold pound.
What did Kansas City? What did Kansas City offer? A fourth?
I don't know. I don't know what they offered, but the Jets wouldn't settle for nothing less than a third-round pick.
Okay.
And
well, look,
and
Mark.
So
Mark, I want to get your Bruins point in a moment, but I don't want to give Kansas City credit for being in on a player and rip the Patriots for on Jalen Phillips.
They should have got him too.
Are they the interest kings? Like, did they close the deal? So I'm not going to give the Chiefs credit for that. What's your Bruins point?
My Bruins point is it me or is it finally looking like that they're all on the same page now as far as buying into the system with Marco Sturm?
Okay.
I know. The Sturminator, man, things are looking up for the Bees.
Keith.
I know.
I mean,
Bees look good.
Swayman's won two starts in a row.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he was great last night. The third goal he gave up was brutal, but he was good in the shootout. He's won two in a row. Our guy Corpy won two before that.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Sturm's pushing the right buttons with the goalie. They've won four in a row. They've won five out of six. They've been real streaky this year.
Sure.
Real streaky.
It could turn on a dime, but right now, ride that wave.
I mean,
they're playing well.
Give them credit. The Islanders aren't good, but I didn't necessarily think they were going to win last night. I certainly didn't see him winning 4 in a row and 5 out of 6.
But I give him credit. He benched Mason Lowry, and he hasn't gone back to him. He's kept his defensive pairs out there, and then he even went back-to-back Korpisalo because he was feeling it, didn't feel the pressure to go back to Swayman. So, and then when he did go back to Swayman, at least he played well too. So, yeah, I mean, Sturm's got him playing well. You can't argue with that.
Let's get to the Bees. They're winning. I don't know if that's best for their long-term outlook. Could they maybe sneak into the postseason? Are they messing up, gagging for Gavin? Let's get to that with all your phone calls coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.